Tony Galichon is mildly perturbed by
Virgin Media. Hello, it's been a little while since I've done one of these. So, first of all, it's more than just Virgin Media I'm going to be moaning about. First of all, an apology. My voice appears to be absolutely everywhere on this site nowadays. I don't know about you, but I'm completely sick of it. I mean, if you listen to the latest proper podcast, I have no idea what Adam's called it, actually. God knows. Yeah, I do tend to take up the lion's share, especially the convention thing. So we are sort of... We're taking measures to try and change that a little bit. Basically, we're going to start talking about stuff in which I have no idea whatsoever. So there's no choice for me but to just sit there quietly and nod, which comes over really well on an audio broadcast. So fingers crossed it'll be a little bit more even in the future. And the sound quality will be a little bit better. I mean, Adam's done wonders with buying the equipment. However, I screwed up the edit on podcast number 3. Just a little bit. It's not too bad. You know, it's okay. It's doable. But every now and again, there's a slight cock-up. And you know what I'm like. I do tend to be a little bit of a perfectionist sometimes. Okay, so a couple of things. First of all, I'll come on to Virgin Media in a moment. What I want to talk about, first of all, is Jersey. I come from Jersey. I don't live there nowadays. I've been in England, gosh, 18 years now. Which is, frankly, depressing. I know there's people going to be sat there, well, why don't you go home? Well, I would if I could. But at the same time, there's nothing there for me. Well, apart from my mum and dad. But it would take just too long and too much and everything else. I'd have to go back over there. So, I've been looking at the news pages of Jersey. Now, Jersey's always had a very funny way of doing things. I don't know if it's a backwards thing. Part of me thinks it's almost like the Vicar of Dibley Parish Council, to be honest with you. Anyway, the Jersey has its own government, the States of Jersey. And it used to be that every member of the states would stand on their own platform. There were no party politics as such. You got judged on what you either could do or on your past record, depending whether you'd already been in power or not. And over the past couple of years, somehow a group of people have managed to change the way that Jersey is governed. Purely so that their little cliquey leader can become First Minister. And yes, Mr. Walker, I'm referring to you. And they've done this without a referendum, which surely can't be legal. As a result, they've now got power, and it's... I'm reading these stories, and it's just getting worse over there. It's terrible. And what's really bugging me is people aren't doing anything about it. They've got a thing now, the health minister. I mean, we didn't used to have ministers, for heaven's sakes. And they've turned it into a ministerial form of government with hopefully party politics to follow. It's ludicrous. But the health minister's got into trouble because he slagged off the children's department, sacked the old constable of St. Lawrence, Iris Lefevre, and... oh, it's a joke. The guy's position is completely untenable, but he's hanging on thinking he's brilliant. It's going to be very interesting to see just how that sort of pans out. So reading that and thinking, dear God, you know, what the hell's going on? Then I read something else to do with planning. Now, overlooking the harbour in Jersey is, an old fort called Fort Regent. Now, that was converted into a leisure complex, and they built a large dome over the top of part of it, and it became a very recognisable part of the Jersey skyline. Now, people obviously wanted the fort to be listed, you know, so a protected building. Yes, fine, says the bloke responsible for it. But I'm not going to make the dome part of the list, because, quite frankly, I don't like it. Oh, okay, so just because you don't like it, it's not going to actually be protected. Right, okay. I mean, there are arguments for and against listing it. I mean, it is an addition to the fort, but at the same time, it is now a very recognisable part of the Jersey skyline, and if they had some... just use their common sense, they could use Fort Regent for so many things. Back when I was living there, it was a great place to go. Fantastic leisure complex. Now, apparently, it's dead in the water, from what I've been told. Anyway, so I'm reading that. A few days later, a leaked document gets put online that basically says, yes, the dome's going to be demolished because it's all going to be sold off to private developers for housing and this, that, and it. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're putting in the water over in Jersey, but you're tortoises. Your heads are stuck on your shells. You should be out there. You should be on the streets, and you should be bloody well doing something about it and standing up and protesting. The tortoises need to stampede. Enough is enough. I mean, if I was over there, I'd probably be running some form of protest group or something like that. I can't do it from over here in England, but I am so angry about the state Jersey's in at the moment, and not so much the islanders or anything else like that, but the way that it's governed. Rotten borough, as Private Eye might have it. I'm going to keep a very close eye on this because it's a subject extremely dear to my heart. Anyway, 6 minutes in, and it's time to actually get to the main part. Virgin Media. Any of you listening to the Now show on channel on Radio 4, will be familiar, possibly, with Marcus Brigstocke's rants against BT Broadband. I'm having interesting fun with Virgin Media. I've had an ongoing sort of argument with them, basically, that because I am poor and the bank account I have will not support a direct debit payment, Virgin Media want to charge me, who in fact are charging me, £5 a month for the privilege of not paying by direct debit. Now I actually pay by something called PayPoint. So there is no paper trail as such, it all gets done electronically, but it doesn't matter. People who don't pay by direct debit pay an extra £5 a month. That includes people who pay by credit card, online, or anything else like that. It is blatant profiteering, frankly. So as a way of rebelling against this, I've cancelled down my TV package, so I don't pay for television. I've basically knocked off £15 a month off my bill. Screw them. I don't watch much television nowadays anyway. But it gets worse. Their customer care has basically gone completely loony. And in case you're wondering what that strange scampering noise is, it's my cat having fun killing a toy mouse. Bless. Okay, I'll tell you the story. I'm online, and next thing I know, suddenly I'm not online anymore. Ooh, 3:30, I think, on a Wednesday afternoon. I think it was a Wednesday. Okay, not a problem. We shall phone up Virgin and find out what happens. Now, I'm going to make something very clear right here and now, and it's a shame that I actually have to. I don't have a problem with anybody's race, skin colour, religion, sexuality, gender, their colour, creed, anything like that. It's what a person says and what a person does. That is what makes the difference. It's also, to a certain extent, and in certain situations, a person's suitability for the job they're doing. Virgin have cancelled their automatic broadband support thing. You have to basically... You used to just phone 150, and you can choose between television, internet, phone support, anything else like that. However, because apparently they were getting some very silly calls to their broadband centre, they've decided they're going to actually change it to a premium rate phone number. It's 10p to sorry, 25 pence to connect, and then 10 pence, no, all the way around, 10 pence to connect, 25p a minute after that. And if the fault isn't your fault, you'll get it refunded, apparently. Now, they have three call centres, one in Scotland, one in Liverpool, and one in India. Guess where I kept getting put through to? I don't have a problem with Indian people. Lovely people, you know, great, wonderful, fantastic. But these people are not natural English speakers, and they're following a script, probably being paid crappy wages in a horrible little sweatshop somewhere. And, hello, Coco, you've been killing things, are you? That's nice. So he's still off on one, I'm afraid. He's sitting here killing something else now. Go on, eat my hand. Thank you very much. Anyway. So it's very difficult when you're trying to go through something technical. Will you stop doing that? When you're trying to go through something technical. Go on, down. 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 Sorry, folks. That's the trouble of doing these live without editing. Anyway, excuse me. It's very difficult to have a technical conversation with these people if all they're doing is sticking to a script. Great. Wonderful. Fantastic. No, it's not. It's not at all. I'm saying one thing to them, and they're basically... they can't understand what I am saying, which is a problem, because I'm saying, look, this has happened, and they're just going through their scripts. They can't, as soon as you go off script, they're flummoxed. So I wasn't very happy about this, and I thought, I'm going to phone up ordinary customer care. I'm confirmed with the woman that my whatchamacallit, the premium rate charge would be refunded. And then phoned customer care, who said that yes, it would be refunded. But apparently the woman had charged me for 6 minutes, when in fact I had only been on the phone for 2 minutes to her. And I'm starting to think, hang on a second, this is starting to get dodgy again. This is starting to sound like Virgin trying to make more money. Anyway, there was still no broadband, and I kept having to contact them. Then I noticed my television was out as well. I get digital TV of the same company. As part of a package. And so I contacted them again and got through to India. And guess what? We're going to send out an engineer. It'll be close on 2 weeks till it gets to you. So you're telling me I'm not going to have any internet or television for nearly 2 weeks? No. That is the soonest we can send somebody. Right. That's not acceptable. I'm sorry, I'm not having that. So I contacted customer care and eventually got through to England again. Ah, dear. Didn't really have much luck. They couldn't work out what the hell was going on. Phoned them up the following morning and they said, oh, it's all right. We've got a cancellation. We can send the engineer around to you this morning. Great, I thought. Wonderful. Bloke turns up. Nice bloke. He sort of sits there and he's scratching his head and I can't work this out. There's nothing actually wrong with it. It's not a fault at your end. So it goes down the road to the junction box. This is where it gets better. The junction box is so oversubscribed that basically when installers are coming along to fit new Virgin customers into the system, they're having to unplug existing Virgin customers and just unplug their own people in, which frankly isn't very good. So what had happened to me was I was in the middle of something, somebody else came along to install some bloke's internet down the road and just unplugged me to plug this other guy in. And it's essentially, according to the engineer anyway, they've obviously been told to do this. They don't have the capacity, therefore, to make sure they can get new customers linked up, they're unplugging existing customers. So it's a merry-go-round, basically. Every now and again, I am going to lose everything until I manage to get an engineer to come out and plug me back in again. I mean, that is disgraceful. It's absolutely terrible. Anyway, it gets better. Next thing, I get the following Friday, there's a note through my door basically saying that the engineer has called round. I had to phone them up and say, look, what the hell's going on here? You sent me the engineer last week. Why didn't you cancel the engineer that had been booked for? I'm not, you know, they wanted to charge me for it. I said, I'm sorry, but I'm not charged, you know. You shouldn't have sent the engineer in the first place. You know, ludicrous. Then I get the bill through. They charged me for all the premium rate phone calls to the broadband service, which were supposed to be removed. Basically, Virgin's customer care has gone downhill so badly. I mean, the engineer who came out originally was sort of saying, well, you know, well, I'm sorry. I said, well, I appreciate it. It's not your fault, mate. But he turns around and goes, look, I'm really sorry about this, but I'm getting so many complaints from people about our customer care. So I doubt anybody from Virgin is actually listening to this. I stand by every word of it, in case you are. But quite frankly, Virgin are the pits. They really, really are terrible. They are money grabbers, profiteers, and the service they're providing is getting worse and worse and worse. The trouble is, from what I hear, a lot of other digital providers, be it internet or television or whatever, are quite similar. Though some people do actually like Sky, I have a problem. I'm not going to suckle from the teat of Murdoch, thank you very much. So there we are. I'm stuck with Virgin and constantly having a nice little war with them. I've got myself a Freeview box, which is nice, but I'm stuck with them for the internet. Pain in the arse if you ask me. So anyway, there we go. I'll let you know what happens. Fun, isn't it, eh? So cheerful and life-affirming, this particular musing. Ah, dear. Doodles for now.
Tony Godashaw is extremely distressed to find out that the singer of the Rogue Trader's song Voodoo Child is Izzy from Neighbours.